This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. And I hope you will give us, will contact us, because we love chit-chatting with you. And also, if you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. The world, folks, is a-changing. And I'm not talking about what's been going on with liberalism. I'm talking about it's been changing because of President Trump. And it is changing towards President Trump, meaning it's moving in the direction of right. It is, we are righting the ship, and I'm going to prove it in this broadcast. People have tired of leftists. Leftists have tired of leftists, and the veneer has begun to crack. Now, you may not see it because you see one story here or there, but let me tell you, I'm going to help you connect the dots. I predicted what's about to occur. It's going to become obvious to you in the next 6 months. I predicted it. I said the left has to hammer Trump, and it is a good thing that they hammer. They hammer him for good things. If Donald Trump says he saved the whales, they'll hammer him. If he saves the baby seals, they'll hammer him. If he saves the spotted owl, they'll hammer him. If he saves the little children, Egypt, and the Guatemalan midgets, they will hammer him until their hammer breaks. See, that's the problem. Leftism knows only one thing. It knows the lie. And it must feed the lie. You, on the other hand, conservatives, you want one thing, and it is the truth. And sometimes that truth can bite you in the butt. But you still seek it. You still seek fairness. And that's the thing that keeps us moving forward. That's the reason why they cannot defeat us. Is because at some point, they have to deal with the truth. You can gloss over it all you want. You can live the lie. You can gloss it. Whatever. The truth is going to come slap you in the face as sure as your mother birthed you. And the left don't get it. And so what the truth of the matter is Donald Trump is a good president. He's probably, I would consider him a great president if he stopped right now. He's like Tiger Woods. He doesn't have to win another tournament. And Tiger Woods will go down in the history of golf is one of the best golfers. Donald Trump could stop now and he would go down in history, as far as I'm concerned, as one of the great presidents because of the things that he's done, the policy moves, and the ideas that he's created in people's minds about making America great again, which, by the way, bothers the heck out of the left. How could he possibly want to make this country great again? And they use, we were never great, or they say, we were never not great. How can he make us great again? We're still great. We are not great. We were great, and we are going to be great again. That pendulum is finally swinging to the right. I'm going to prove it to you today. Trump has revolutionized the way the left has to fight. He's forcing them to live their lies, and that's the problem. They have to live every single conspiratory lie that they've told. You got to live with the past of Barack Obama. You've got to live with what you believe Hillary Clinton to be, as the veil is lifted on her. You've got to live with these policies that these idiots have imposed over the years, that Donald Trump is saying, I'm going to prove to you that none of this stuff worked and that a businessman can get this stuff done. And that's what he's done. It's been masterful. If the left were to be true and tell you what they really think about Donald Trump, Barack Obama would fade into the sunset. You wouldn't even hear the words Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders or progressivism or whatever. We would be one thing, and that's what we should be. We should be one America. The politics of America should be about Americanism. That's it. What's good for this country? And you can define that as, well, we need to help the poor. We need to. Let me tell you something. Americanism does all of it and more. We not only help the poor, we help the lazy. We help everybody. And the problem is, we've allowed, it's okay to have somebody take a break. The average American would say, you know what, we're going to give you 6 months to be lazy and we'll pay for it. But after that, you've exhausted your lazy and you got to get to work. Because you now have to pay for somebody to be lazy. We'll give you a chance to find yourself. We'll give you a chance to be who you want to be and all these other things. And guess what? You got all kinds of options. The people who have become fat, dumb, and happy, sitting on their big butts, waiting on a welfare check or something, have just no guts to get out there and find the thing that will give them joy. That's the problem. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And you know what most of them? They just want life. And they want somebody to provide it for them. And they think they're happy. Let me tell you, the average person that's sitting on welfare, if you sat down with them and said, what do you really like to do? Oh, Kevin, I really like blankety blank. Okay, great, let's go do that. And they did that for a week. They find out, I don't want to be on welfare anymore. I want to get out there and do something productive for society. We don't challenge them to do that. We don't even look for that. Go look for a job, flipping burgers or whatever. Go create a job. How about we get a people off welfare and we say, look, let's find out what you like. We will do what we can to give you a microloan to create something that you actually like to do. How many people consider themselves photographers or they like to do mixtapes for DJing or something like that? If that's something you want to do, I have a buddy of mine. He makes t-shirts. He loves making things for t-shirts. Okay, let's figure out how to get you started in that. Whatever. We have no ingenuity when it comes to getting people productive again. We just say, hey, here's the safety net. That's what the left. Hey, we got safety net, people. Safety net. All these people on welfare soaking money out of you and me, and that's their safety net. Go work. Go find something you love. And you know what? If you can't find something you love, go find something you like a lot. Or something that you tolerate. Because that's what most of the people in the world do, is they do something they tolerate. If you think somebody likes picking beans in 100 degrees in Southern California, you're out of your mind. There are people that do jobs that they don't like because it pays the bills. And here in America, you should be able to find what you like to do or love to do and go do it. And you know what that tells you is the left has sucked all the incentive out of society. And that's what they do. They're succubuses. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Conversation that's happening among people who follow the news industry, which is how can we bridge the sort of gap between all of those conservatives who don't trust the media and get them to start knowing that, you know, we're acting in good faith with good intentions.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The Kevin Jackson Show. You want to know why the media is doing this big introspection? By the way, that was a guy from CNN. His name is Dylan Byers. And he's going to go on to explain how the media ignored Donald Trump's victory in the sense of what it really meant. But let me tell you, they're being introspective because they need to figure it out. They can pretend that they're all strong and powerful. Well, we've got Rachel Maddow, we've got Ed Schultz, and we've got blah, blah, blah. They've got nobody. They've got zero credibility. Anderson Cooper, you could go down the line. There's not a journalist that has an ounce of credibility. I want you to think, if you're old enough, remember back to the Cronkite days. That was when people had credibility. Cronkite came, this is Walter Cronkite, this is the news. And people were like, oh, ooh, they were glued to it. Now you hear Brian Williams or any of these. I'm talking about news guys. Lester Holt. I believe none of it, and neither do you. they're having to do this introspection. But let me ask you this. When has the media really been looking at itself? When has the spotlight been turned on them? I mean, they are inside the fishbowl, and they're being looked at. Tell me when that's happened in your adult life. When? It hasn't. Not till now. What a beautiful thing. As you look back on the media distortions over your time in life, and I don't know how far you want to go back. Most of us can't remember them. But if we were forced to go back and they told the lies of the lie of Barack Obama, the lie of this or that, you can go back to, what do you mean we didn't run guns into Mexico? Of course we did. What do you mean we're not killing vets on waiting lists? Of course we did. What do you mean you didn't target conservatives with the IRS? Of course you did. We could go on. What do you mean you didn't give special treatment to black people when you had let the Black Panthers off in the Philadelphia polling voting area, whatever they call it, voting precinct? What do you mean? What do you mean you didn't foment racism when you immediately sided on the cop on the side of Professor Gates over a cop who happened to be white? What do you mean? And you Ferguson is the place of all this racial strife going on in the country? That's ridiculous. I mean, I could go on and on. And the media, oh, Ferguson, look at what's happening in Ferguson. Ferguson, they're beating up black people. Oh, all this nonsense. Cops are bad. Black thugs are good. Women are good, no matter what. We need a woman president. We don't care if she's crooked. We don't care if she'll kill people, let people die on her watch. Hasn't done anything significant. Claims to be a feminist and sucks at it. And they wonder, how did we get Donald Trump elected? It was brewing, folks. This Donald Trump had been brewing since 2008. And you know what it was? When many of Americans realized what the choices were going to be and the road we were going down to where you would let rank amateurs like Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton run this nation. And we gave them 8 years. Pretty much unencumbered. Barack Obama had it all his way in the first 2 years. And he was so bad, we flipped the House. And we flipped the one of them, I don't know which, but we took control. I'm not going to try to remember all of it. Why kill those brain cells? And then Barack Obama had his shot. He focused on gays. He focused on Muslims. He turned our country over to the Muslim Brotherhood. I don't care what anybody tells you. That's what he did. He allowed Muslims, radical Muslims, to infiltrate our country. At the government level, and more importantly, he allowed them to come into this country and potentially kill you. Radical training camps in every state and so on and so forth. Meanwhile, he's focused on gays and getting you to accept it. Every time there was a bombing, he got you to accept it. Accept your fate. The same fate that he said about jobs. Some jobs are going to move offshore. Hey, ain't nothing you can do about it. Trump said, I disagree. And he brought them back. And these morons want to act as if Donald Trump is the bad guy. Let me tell you what's happening, folks. This is the theme of the show today. Donald Trump is winning these people over, and they better wake up. I won't even tell you they better. They will wake up. Let's finish that that quote that Dylan Byers was talking about.
Maybe you can't because they're not even listening. Yeah. I mean, from the second that it's not as if they're reading the article and considering it or listening to the audio and considering it. They're just not paying attention to it because they don't trust us. And this, by the way, you look at the tapes of Trump there. Two things have happened. One, over the course of several decades, the conservatives have done a masterful job at capitalizing the waning trust in media among conservatives and using it to their advantage. But a second thing has happened, too, which is that on occasion, more than the media would probably like to admit, we have not told the story of conservative Americans, disenfranchised Americans who believe that they are losing their country. The story we have largely been telling is a story that is more or less in step with the arc of history as defined by Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. That doesn't mean we favor them to win. It just means that sort of vision of a progressive future, a global future, and that is not one that resonates with so many conservative American voters. And so there is this chasm, and no one exploited it as well as Donald Trump did, and no one made it as violent and aggressive and sinister as Donald Trump did. And that laid the foundation for the sorts of incidents that happened last night.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Again, that was Dylan Byers trying to explain the Trump thing. And he can't – he's on CNN, so he can't explain it and just say, you know what? Donald Trump is the bomb. Pardon the pun. But he is. He has to say it's dark and it's sinister. It's all these things. No, it isn't. It is the heart and soul of America, and it is a shining light. It is a beacon of light to many. And they can't handle it. And even when they're explaining it to themselves, they can't handle it. But the bigger issue is this, folks. You have the media analyzing itself, trying to figure out what's going wrong. Go back any year and a half prior to this moment and tell me when the media was that introspective on itself. I can't think of any time. Even when they get it wrong, they don't hold it to task. They don't see wrong as wrong and right as right the way we see it. They see whatever suits the narrative is right. It is okay. And they are now being held to task, and they're sitting here, four leftists or whatever number. God, my voice keeps cracking. And they're analyzing what's gone wrong. And this is the closest they're going to get to the truth is this guy saying, we disregarded conservatives. And he claims that they didn't have a dog in the fight when it came to the election. That's a lie. They were all in for Hillary Clinton, so don't tell that lie. But what he did say that was not a lie was we didn't look at it from the perspective of these other people. We only looked at one perspective. That's why I call my brand the Black Sphere. I don't want to look from only one perspective. I'm happy to debate these leftist morons, these clowns, on any topic they want. And I'll do it publicly, and I've said it my entire career. I will debate you publicly anytime, anywhere, over your ideas, because I want people to see how idiotic you are.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson Show. I mentioned in the previous segment the world is moving towards Donald Trump, and I intend to prove it today, and I will prove it. Donald Trump tweeted, despite the constant press covfefe, C-O-V-F-E-F-E. I don't know what he was saying, but covfefe, C-O-V-F-E-F-E, trended on Twitter for hours afterwards. Some people trying to figure it out, ridiculing, whatever. But what it tells you is Donald Trump captured the imagination of hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, for hours on a word. You realize how powerful that is? The guy who started Twitter is mad at himself because he says Twitter is the reason that Donald Trump was elected president. Now he's giving himself too much credit. Donald Trump would have figured out how to do whatever Twitter is. If he wanted to blow up Facebook, he could have blown up Facebook. I hope Donald Trump goes over to TeaPartyCommunity.com and starts doing stuff. And in fact, I guarantee you when I meet with him, that's what I will ask. I'll say, can you come over and just do something over there daily? Because he can make you. That's a powerful person who can make you. And folks, I'm telling you right now, you are at the beginning of what I told you is going to happen, and that is the left are going to come over to the Trump side of things, and it's already starting. Now, we talked about Jennifer Garner coming over saying, hey, look, let's give the guy a chance. She's a high-profile Hollywood person saying this. We talked about George Clooney's wife who wants to work on rape culture of Muslims and Donald Trump. Who better? You think Barack Obama was going to do better with rape culture of Muslims? This is the guy ushering in rapists and trying to convince other people around the world to usher them in as well. This woman has no choice but to back Trump, which means her husband, an influential guy for whatever reason, is going to end up backing Trump. The more and more Muslim atrocities that occur around the world only go to bolster Donald Trump's very premise that we've got to start reining this stuff in. And I'm going to tell you, you're starting to see it. And I'll prove it. Little by little, you're watching a shift occur. And that shift is heading back towards Trump. So let me give you some examples. Kathy Griffin, she did a stunt, and it backfired. See, she decided she was going to behead Donald Trump. And she did this stunt because it was going to further her career. But when's the last time you heard the name Kathy Griffin? And prior to that, when's the last time you cared? You didn't. I haven't watched a Kathy Griffin anything in decades. No lie. She's a D-lister at best. We remember her names because she's over the top. And she pulled the stunt that's over the top. But before I get to her, let me tell you what Olivia Wilde did. Olivia Wilde is the cute girl that played on House. She played the bisexual girl on House. And she's gone on to make a couple of movies, and I don't know who she's married to, but he's some famous guy. And I liked her acting, but I quit watching her stuff because I found out she's a typical Hollywoodo leftist. But Olivia Wilde tweeted something about she fat-shamed Donald Trump. Like, he's a fatty, fatty, fathead. It was something like that. It was a tongue-in-cheek little nanny-nanny boo-boo kind of thing, right? Fatty, fatty, fathead. And she's thinking that she's going to get this great reaction from her Twitter followers, etc. It completely backfired. People torched her. What are you doing? You shouldn't be fetching. People, here's how they couch it. They say things like, well, I may not be a fan of Donald Trump, but you shouldn't fat shame him, said the fan of Donald Trump. Let me tell you, people are, well, I don't like Trump, but I don't like what you said about him. If you don't like Trump the way that they tell you that people don't like Trump, then they wouldn't have said a word. Because that's what the Hollywoodos do. That's what the left does. They protect themselves no matter what. They would have been, you're so right, Olivia. You go, girl. Whatever. Uh-huh. Let's do it. What I'm getting at, folks, is this wasn't a bunch of conservatives saying, you should stop that. I thought you liberals didn't like fat shaming. It wasn't comments like that. It was, I don't really like Donald Trump, but I'm no Trump fan, but I hate Trump too, but that doesn't happen. That's not true. Let me tell you what's happening, folks. What happened with Olivia Wilde is people are liking Trump. And they're saying, and they also happen to be part of fat shaming. And for the record, I don't think people should be fat shamed. I've told many people, I've seen girls that are heavy who have, they comport themselves with a confidence. And to me, they're more beautiful than these so-called model types. It's because it's their attitude. It's not about weight. It's not about looks. It's not, I mean, trust me when I tell you, there are guys who see a woman like Olivia Wilde, who's way thin. And let me tell you, from everything I know about TV and how people really look, she's not probably not nearly as attractive when she takes off her makeup and she looks anorexic off camera. The TV does add 10 pounds to you. But long story short, if there are men that look at Olivia Wilde and they see nothing beautiful. And it's not as few as you think. It's quite a few. There are men, I don't know what size she is. She's probably like a size 0 or 0-0. I don't know. But I can tell you this. There are guys that if you're smaller than a size 10, they only want to talk to you. They only want to look at you. They look at you as anorectic. To each his own. But the point of this is that the left, not us, jumped on her. They made her pay for that statement. What are you talking about? You're fat shaming. And the thing about it is, they're correcting. So what does she do? She apologizes. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to fat shame the president, but I just don't like his policies or whatever. And, you know, silence on that. But the fact is, I can't stress this enough. When the left starts attacking their own based on something that you're being told is a huge negative, Donald Trump, and leftists start correcting themselves and saying, covering it up. Well, I may not be a fan of Donald Trump, but you shouldn't fat shame. Said nobody ever. Said no non-Trump fan ever. The person making those comments, the people making those comments and self-correcting, Olivia Wilde, are people who are softening towards Donald Trump. And let me tell you, the left is not doing themselves any favors, folks. This constant berating of Trump, the kafefe that's going on right now with Donald Trump is absolutely destroying the idea of progressivism. And when he's done, you're going to find out, oh my goodness, we couldn't have asked for a better person to come along and do this. And I'm telling you, you go back and you look at the candidates. They were all very qualified people. Ben Carson, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, you name it. Qualified people. nobody could have impacted politics in America to the degree that Donald Trump did. Nobody. And that's where we sit. And so Olivia Wilde does her thing and people are mad. They're like, you know, what are you doing? Then along comes Kathy Griffin, who beheads Donald Trump as a joke. And as I said, where was her career? She did it because her career had reached the discotheque level. It was a desperation move for Griffin to attack President Trump. And what's interesting about it is she, by beheading him, and if you see the graphic, it's very graphic. It looks like the way that these Muslims hold up the heads of people after they've killed them. But the reference to Islam and Muslims did not go unnoticed on me, because the underlying truth to that joke is that leftists prefer Islam and Muslims over Trump. The want of our president to protect Americans from exactly what Griffin depicted has leftists upset with Donald Trump. So much so, Griffin was willing to display a severed head of Donald Trump and think that's a funny joke. Remember when Madonna said she wanted to blow up the White House with the president and his family in it? And there have been many, many other threats. Look, the leftists claim they're tolerant. They claim they're peaceful. They're not. Not at all. And I want you to imagine this. What's the backlash had anybody done this to Barack Obama? What do you think we'd be talking about now? So this is on so many levels so typical of the left. And so, I mean, it's grotesque that they would do something like this. And you know what? Backlash from the left was brutal. Kathy Griffin had no clue. She's thinking, oh, people are going to love what I do here because they hate Donald Trump. Yeah, look, I could get away with this. Check it out. Woo-hoo. Well, it wasn't that way. I got to take a short break and we'll finish up because I want to play her mea culpa and all of this when we get back.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255 if you want to call. So we're talking about Kathy Griffin, Olivia Wilde, Madonna, all these people who want to kill Donald Trump, or they fat shame him, or they talk about whatever. They can say whatever they want about the President of the United States because he's a white Republican. None of these people would dare have said this about Barack Obama, the little weak sissy that occupied the White House prior to 45. Barack Obama was insulated from everything. He was on the affirmative action program. Say nothing wrong about him because he's black. He's also incompetent. Do you think Madonna would have said, I've often driven by the White House and wanted to blow it up with when Barack Obama was living in it? What would have been the backlash? You guys know the answer to this. You think Olivia would have fat-shamed Barack Obama had he picked up weight or whatever? You think she would have done that? Do you believe that Kathy Griffin would have held up the severed head, you know, made up head, Hollywood type head of Barack Obama and made a joke about it. They talk about, oh, the Hitler depictions of Barack Obama and the hanging him in effigy and blah, 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 which, by the way, most of the hangings of Barack Obama were done by leftists trying to pretend that we care. That most conservatives are too busy to be making up dolls of Barack Obama and putting a noose around the neck or even a body in effigy. But we have too many things going on in our lives. It's leftists who think up these things, write notes to themselves that say, hey, you know, I'm going to kill this little N-word at the college, and it turns out it's the girl that is the black chick at the college writing herself notes and blaming white folks. And on and on. The list of stories like that is endless. The list of attacks on Donald Trump is just as endless. And you know what? He doesn't care. Madonna says this, Ashley Judd says that, you know, it's on and on. But nobody is going to raise a fuss about it until now. I mentioned Olivia Wilde got backlash for fat shaming Donald Trump, and it didn't come from you and me because I don't follow her tweets. It was her own fans saying, stop fat shaming Donald Trump. I may not like him, but don't fat shame him. That's somebody telling you, you know what, I'm kind of liking him. And then we get Kathy Griffin cutting off the president's head. Why? Because he wants to protect you from the very people who would gladly do that to you. The irony of that just doesn't go lost on me. Kathy Griffin is depicting something that there's radical Muslims are in our midst, and they would do to you in a split second. You let them take over this country and that caliphate, and you watch what happens. Kathy Griffin's head could be, I mean, I wouldn't wish this on anybody, but karma's a mofo. Kathy Griffin could very well find herself dead at that. And I'll tell you something else. I dare Kathy Griffin to go to a Muslim country and try her act. I dare her. I dare any of these leftists to go live their lives in Iran, in Iraq, the way they live it here in America. Go live it. I dare these feminists, you know, these so-called feminists, these fraud broads who believe that they, oh, we're out here protecting feminine. No, you're not. You're not protecting anything. All you're doing is making trouble for men in America, because you're not making trouble for men anywhere else in the world. Muslim men scoff at you. They laugh at you. Now, we're feminists. You're frauds is what you are. And for the leftists listening to this program, you know I'm right. They're nothing but frauds. They haven't done anything for women's rights. Conservatives have done more for women's rights than all the acts of leftists combined. I'm talking about conservative Republicans. You want to know why? Because we treat women with respect. That's how. That's all it takes. You want to know why we've done more for blacks? Forget the fact that Republicans freed the slaves and implemented all the civil rights legislation on the books for black people. Forget that. You know how we've done, how conservatives and Republicans have done better for blacks? They treat them with respect. They don't pander. We've done more for Muslims than anybody because we treat them with respect. But we tell them, it's going to be mutual. And that's the same thing we tell women. It's the same thing we tell blacks. Black people, you want to be respected, you respect our point of view. Women, you want to be respected, you respect our points of view. As men, conservative men have no beef with women. We exalt them. We treat women better than a leftist man could even dream of. He can't even think of ways to treat his woman better than a conservative man. Doesn't even enter his self-indulgent brain. Anyway, back to Kathy. So, Kathy Griffin, then, after she's berated by her own fans, because let me tell you, we're not sitting around looking at Kathy Griffin, even though she did something to get our attention, which she did, and of course we responded, and most of our comments were, wow, get ready for prison, get ready for the hooscow, right? Because you do something like that, Secret Service is coming to talk to you. Undoubtedly. I mean, you can... Believe me, I got a couple of Secret Service friends. One of them's pretty well known, Dan Mungino, and then another one who's not quite as high profile, but he's a good buddy and helps me, you know, frame out some areas where I might not know exactly how things work. because I've never been a Secret Service guy. But I know when they'll visit, because he'll tell me, he'll say, he'll get an article, he'll say, hey, Kev, here's a guy that's about to get a visit from the Secret Service, stuff like that. He'll send me stuff over. So, Kathy Griffin, I believe, probably got that visit. So she apologizes. But I want to play this apology, just so everybody's clear on how the left apologizes, and I'm using my finger quotes. So here we go.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Kathy Griffin. I sincerely apologize. I am just now seeing the reaction of these images. I'm a comic. I crossed the line. I moved the line. Then I crossed it. I went way too far. The image is too disturbing. I understand how it offends people. It wasn't funny. I get it. I've made a lot of mistakes in my career. I will continue. I asked your forgiveness, taking down the image, going to ask the photographer to take down the image, and I beg for your forgiveness. I went too far. I made a mistake, and I was wrong.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Just played Kathy Griffin's apology. Yeah, she went too far. The image was too disturbing. I cross the line. I move the line and then I cross it. That's what I do. I'm a comedian. This is supposed to be funny. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's funny, all right. Did you notice that? What did you miss? Let me just quiz my producers. What did you miss in this apology? Did you miss anything? Yeah. See, I missed something in an apology. I missed... When you hear an apology, you sort of get an idea of what people are apologizing for. Kathy Griffin is apologizing because she believes I offended your sensibilities. She's saying, you know, I usually try to figure out where the line is and take it slightly over, but in this time I took it way too far. I may have offended your sensibilities too much, fan base. Well, I want you to understand who Kathy Griffin's fan base is. She's like Bill Maher. Kathy Griffin believes her fan base hates Donald Trump. And she offended her fan base by taking it too far. They responded. I look, folks, I can tell you, she offended us. I got this story a couple days ago. I didn't send a tweet to Kathy Griffin. In fact, my staff was like, are we going to talk about this today? I was like, no, I'll talk about it whenever. Kathy Griffin is as meaningless to me as Naval Lint. But I wanted to cover the story because I wanted you to understand how the dynamics of the left work. So she's apologizing to her crew. These are people that supposedly don't like Donald Trump. And they told her, you took it too far. And in her apology, did you hear anything at all that said, I shouldn't have done that to the president. I shouldn't have done that to his supporters. I should not have done that to Christians. I shouldn't have done that to people who've lost their lives because of the very thing that she's depicting there with ISIS and Muslims and whatever else. Did she apologize to any of those folks? I didn't hear it. The image was too disturbing. I took down the image, but I still believe in the principle of what my joke was about. I believe in that principle. Well, what I'm telling you folks, and I started this program today telling you, you're watching the move back towards Trump. Things like this are what are going to speed it up. Be glad when you wake up in the morning and you see the Washington Post or some other piece of crap liberal rag hammering Donald Trump, losing credibility at every turn, because they're all going to apologize. It started early with New York Times saying we're going to report the news and others, but trust me, it's only going to get worse for them.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.